You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Friday evening's game, Warrington against Wigan. Warrington sits sixth in the Super League, Super 8s. Wigan are second. It's 7-4 for Warrington. The draw 20-1. Wigan are 4-9. Warrington getting 6 on the handicap at 10-11. It's 16-1 for the tie, and Wigan minus those 6 is 10-11. Wigan have won 4 of the last 5 meetings between the two sides, but Wolves did, Wigan in their last meeting, 17-6 at the Halliwell Jones. Warrington, they have lost both their games in the Super 8s. Wigan, one win and one defeat. So a bit tricky to call this one, I thought. Who would you go with? We'll start with you, Mark Lightfoot, this time.
Well, for me, it has quite a similar feel to the last time they played each other at Warrington a few weeks back on the 2nd of July. Wigan went in as an 8-point favourite, I think, and Warrington, as you just mentioned there, Mark, got the job done, 17-6. And that was at home, and they're at home again. But Wigan are going in with better form, although they did lose last week. But Warrington, as you've mentioned there, lost their first two games of the Super 8s, appear to be struggling, and they seem to have it all on now to get into the top four. A lot of it depends on the attitude of Warrington now. Do they keep going till the end, or will there be a little bit of an element of them throwing in the towel? Tony Smith's call for pride in the performances all the way through, so I think you'd have to sort of assume and hope, if you were back in Warrington, that they are going to sort of stick at the task, even if it doesn't look like they're going to go through. Looking at the handicap, +6 Warrington, I don't think too many people go to Warrington to win by more than 6. I would probably take a chance on Warrington with a start if I was going to have a bet on the handicap on this one.
All right, Mark Lightfoot leaning towards Warrington then. Which way do you see it going, Mark Wilson?
I think it'll be tight. I think I agree what Mark said about Warrington. They're having I think their race is run. Lost at Castleford last week was, I think, realistically the final nail in their coffin of making the top four. But that makes them a dangerous side because now they've got nothing to play for. Wigan in grind mode, I think. You know what? They were unlucky last week. I watched them at Leeds at Headingley. Interesting, the RFL have come out today and admitted that they got a lot of the refereeing decisions wrong last week against Leeds. I wonder if that means we can send them our losing slips and get some money back off them. I don't think it works like that, but it might be worth a try. They weren't very good, I didn't think, Wigan last week, and yet they still pushed Leeds very, very close. I am going to go with Wigan, but I'm going to go with a narrow margin again, 1-12. I don't think Wigan can blow Warrington away, and I won't be, as Mark said, I won't be overly happy about saying that they can win by more than 6, but that 1-12 gives you a little bit of leeway on this game. I just think they're grinding out results at the moment, Wigan. Wigan need to be at home in the playoffs. The only thing you worry about with Wigan is away from home, they're not the greatest. I know they had a big win at Hull the other week, but they're not the greatest away from home. That's the one reservation I have about backing them. But I think if they win this week, I think their chances of a home semi-final are very, very strong. So I'm going to take Wigan, but not by many, 1-12 for me.
Okay, 7-4 for Wigan to win by 1-12. The home thing is quite significant because second place is in their hands now. They know if they get the right results, they will get second place and they'll get a home tie in the playoffs. I was impressed with their attitude as well against Leeds in the respect that they were never going to win the game in the last 10-20 minutes or so. They were struggling, but their attitudes they kept physical, and you could see Wigan was still up for it despite very much up against it, and that kind of attitude will stand them in good stead. So I'd be leaning towards Wigan here, and I think they'll have a big push towards the second spot, and Saints will be going the other way, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree, mate. If Bowen had kicked that goal, what, with 2 minutes left, they would have had one set to win the game. And Leeds, you know, were pretty good last week. Wigan, I didn't think were anywhere near their best. So Wigan, when they stay in the arm wrestle, they're a match for anyone. And Sean Wayne's team will remember, they will have been reminded every single day this week what Warrington did to them at the Halliwell Jones last time. They won't let that happen again. So it could well be tight, but I'm happy with Wigan.
Okay, any other bets either you want to put up in Friday night's game?
I'll jump in. I like John Bateman. He's a feisty character. I'll be looking at him any time. He's been doing a bit of an emergency job in the centres, but for me, I think it's out wide where Warrington are at their weakest. They've got a decent pack of forwards. So I'm going to play John Bateman anytime for Wigan. Anytime scorer.
All right, John Bateman in good form at the moment. Anything for you, Mark?
Well, it looks like Burgess is probably going to be back for Wigan, doesn't it, by the sound of it. So he'll be taking up a lot of the market in those try-scorer markets, I would say. Liam Farrell's in great form as well. If you fancy Wigan, then he's always good for a try from second row area. So you might be able to get a bit of a better price on him.
Right.
Yeah, he's in great form. Got two last week as well, so he's in good form, Farrell, at the minute. Yeah, like that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.